Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The very first words of the Bible are among the most profound the human mind can entertain. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. These powerful words form the foundation of all which follows in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and in the New. The more I probe and strive to understand the significance of these words, the more awesome they become. The Apostle John unquestionably had these words in mind when he wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." John 1:1-2. The Apostle John also wrote, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John 1:1-3. Paul uses the word beginning in the following verse, but he did not specifically have time in his mind. "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." Colossians 1:18. The word beginning, arche in the Greek, refers to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has been described by Paul in this context as being the creator and the sustainer of the universe. Colossians 1:16-17. Paul also teaches that Jesus Christ existed before the world came into being. In other words, he is the one who was and is to come. Revelation 1:4. The term the beginning, in reference to Christ, indicates origin. Jesus Christ was the originating force. He was not simply the first in a series. He was the one who started the series. The word beginning reinforces the truth John taught. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1:3. The book of Revelation uses the word beginning of Jesus Christ. "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Revelation 3:14. Those who maintain that Jesus was not God as he walked this earth during his incarnation surely have serious problems explaining the kind of language both John and Paul used in speaking of Jesus Christ. How could anyone other than God fit the description given by these two inspired writers? Jesus was God and was with God in the beginning. He was the one who existed before the creation and the power behind the creation. He was the one who started the process and the one who keeps it going. We are accustomed to using that kind of language of God. But is it appropriate when we use it of Jesus Christ? It is, dear friend, only if Jesus Christ is God, God manifest in the flesh. Otherwise, we would be guilty of blasphemy. Anyone who ascribes the powers and prerogatives of God to any man is guilty of blasphemy. Yet the writers of the New Testament, all of whom were Jews except Luke, do not hesitate to speak of Christ as God. If we are dealing with God in the person of Jesus Christ, then, my friends, we are to follow his commands. We are to believe the gospel and to obey it from the heart. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.